More than 3 million American children are exposed to some kind of domestic violence each year. But parents become victims too, and often they find it difficult to get out of bad domestic situations. Some are afraid to leave because of the possibility of more violent attacks, but many stay because they don't know how they will raise their children if they leave. A shelter in Nashville is working on building programs to help children as much as they help their parents. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Some women and men go through many violent episodes, like 27-year-old Danielle did, before they leave a home where violence is taking place. Danielle recalls what happened one evening when her boyfriend picked her up after work.
He took my head and rammed it up against the wall, up against the window. And my head hit the window. And then he did it twice. And then he grabbed me and started choking me. He pulled over and started choking me. And I couldn't breathe.
Danielle got out of her boyfriend's truck and walked home that night, but it took many other abusive acts before she was willing to get help and get out. By that time, she was badly beaten. Danielle had a black eye. She had been kicked in the ribs and stomach during a jealous rage. Part of the reason Danielle stayed was because of her 9-year-old son, who we'll call Jaquise. But that's also why she finally left and called the YWCA shelter.
He was screaming, "Sadly, my mom alone," you know. And it affected him emotionally so bad. I mean, till he just shut down. He shut down.
Shutting down or acting out and causing trouble are common responses among kids exposed to domestic violence. One way the shelter staff works with these kids is by taking time to get to know each child and getting information about what's happened to them.
We talk openly about what the kids have seen and heard.
Allison Garneau is the Children's Services Coordinator of the YWCA's Domestic Violence Center in Nashville.
A lot of times mom will say, well, they didn't know anything, they were asleep, or they were outside. And so that's a real opportunity for us to educate that mom about, well, they do know. Because they come in and they see you crying, they see the bruises, they see the broken things, they see the torn clothing, they hear the yelling, and all of that affects them. But what's hard is that they can't talk about it.
21, 22, 23, right now, here I come.
About half a dozen of the kids staying here play tag outside the center that has become their new home. Historically, shelters were established as an emergency response, so victims would have some place to go away from perpetrators. Now, communities are trying to do a lot more for kids. At the Nashville YW program, children go through therapeutic counseling sessions alone and with their parents. They have playgroups and play therapy. There are parenting sessions. The reason there is so much emphasis on the children is to teach them how to cope and heal, according to Robin Minton, the director of the Domestic Violence Services.
I think that when you look at the cycle of domestic violence and when you realize that domestic violence and family violence is generational, it behooves the question, if you want to stop it, where do you start? Well, you start with the kids and the families. We've always wanted to be able to do this work with kids. It just took a while to get a space to raise the amount of funding that it takes to do it and to say to funders, we're prepared to do this.
One way this center raised money is by working with police and making sure the community understood the importance of what has become a public health issue. Minton says statistics show that 63% of all juveniles in prison are there for the murder or the attempted murder of their mother's batterer. So the YW of Nashville has set up several ad campaigns.
He could grow up to be a pro athlete. She wants to be a doctor. Maybe he'll be a firefighter. But one thing is certain. If he lives with domestic violence, there is an 85% chance he'll grow up to be an abuser or victim.
The YW in Nashville has been able to get what many shelters across the country don't have, money through community support. In Tennessee, a little over $1 million comes from the state for domestic violence and child abuse efforts. It is split among 47 programs. State advocates say children are often overlooked in the legislative process, despite research showing that many exposed to domestic violence have developmental problems. With an expected $800 million budget shortfall in Tennessee, activists say it's extremely difficult to get any additional funding. The kids here in Nashville are at risk, but they are getting help. Now in counseling, Danielle's 9-year-old son, Jaquise, who wouldn't talk at all, cradles an 18-month-old baby girl, her bright pink sandals in his lap. Jaquise swings with her, speaking softly, interacting like a big brother, something no one expected 3 months ago. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Nashville, Tennessee.